from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a fatal home invasion in Bridgeton Tuesday night claimed the life of a county detective. Several South Jersey law enforcement agencies continue to investigate what happened at a house on Buckshootum Road around 10:30 p.m. When they arrived, they found 51-year-old Monica Mosley, a sergeant with the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office, dead from gunshot wounds. One person was detained for questioning, also having been treated for a gunshot wound as well. No arrests have been made. No charges filed as of this morning. Two Hudson County men are going to prison for a string of armed robberies.
The two men in their mid-20s were sentenced earlier this month for robbing multiple gas stations at gunpoint in early 2022. Wendell Bradley of Bayonne got over 13 years in prison, while Joseph Brown of Jersey City received a 92-month sentence. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, their last attempted robbery spurred a police chase that ended in a crash. Bradley tried to steal another car from someone who turned out to be an off-duty sheriff's officer and was subdued. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you have medical debt, keep an eye out for a letter saying it has been wiped out. Governor Murphy announcing the state has wiped out another $120 million in medical debt for struggling New Jersey families. The state has partnered with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt. If your debt was eliminated, you'll be getting a letter in the mail. Those letters should begin arriving tomorrow. Heads up, New Jersey, food for Thanksgiving is looking to be more expensive this year. Dr. Michael Swanson, the chief agricultural economist for Wells Fargo, explains why.
So we've seen a good supply of the raw ingredients that go into the factories that make the food, but wage increases. That's really the biggest driver of seeing food inflation still continue to push higher.
There is fortunately a silver lining. Turkey prices per pound are actually down this year compared to last. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. The November chill in October continues. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It is incredible just how dry this fall has been. September was New Jersey's third driest on record. October has been even drier so far, and there's no substantial rain in the forecast. At the moment, we're still embedded in a November-ish air mass. High temperatures today limited to the mid to upper 50s. It's still breezy. Skies will remain mostly sunny through this afternoon. Tonight will be clear and cold. Lows dip into the upper 30s on average. For tomorrow, we'll see lots of sunshine for most of the state. Right along the coast, there could be some clouds and maybe even a little shower. High temperatures tomorrow around 60. We'll see sunny skies and warmer temperatures on Friday. Highs bump into the mid-60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, we've got 47 degrees in Orange. It's 48 in Hillsboro. Tom's River is 48 as well. Weather brought to you by Raceway Kia of Freehold, offering you the selection their dealerships, other dealerships can't, plus fast and reliable service and repair. Test the winning formula for yourself at Raceway Kia of Freehold, where you win. On Route 9 in Freehold and online at RacewayKia.com.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.